We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Readin', Writin', and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Our weekly podcast, Dom with Dan here, Readin', Writin', and Reason. And Senator Rand Paul was on with me recently talking Dr. Fauci. And one of the things we talked about is this ongoing saga and how much damage was done to our kids, our economy, and everything else. Here's what Rand Paul told me about the most recent back and forth with Dr. Fauci and how, if they take back the Senate particularly, there are going to be multiple investigations of Fauci and the whole crew there. Here's what Rand Paul laid out. Hey, Senator, thanks for joining us. Nice match. I guess that was Grand Slam tournament with Dr. Fauci, number 8 or 9 yesterday. I broke it down in the first area, though, that I think our listeners are unaware of. You're probing about transparency, particularly the royalties, that we can't get an answer about all these people and the pharmaceutical companies or the vaccine people.
Well, I think people have to realize that Dr. Fauci, NIH, and all these people have resisted any transparency into conflict of interest payments that they may or may not receive. We had to use the Freedom of Information Act. The Freedom of Information Act is where you go to a court and a judge forces them to give you the information. So we asked if anybody was receiving royalties, and so did this organization. They said, we won't tell you. The judge commanded them to tell us, but then when they told us, they redacted everything and said, well, 1,800 scientists at the NIH received $193 million. Well, $193 million is not chump change. That's a decent amount of money. 1,800 people got it, but they won't tell us who the people are and who got how much money and from which companies. And so the question I've been asking Fauci for the last couple of months is, did anybody on the vaccine committees, the committees that approved the vaccines, did anybody on those committees receive royalties from the companies that manufacture and benefit from the vaccines? And he says, I don't have to tell you. And he quotes some law from 1980 saying, basically, I don't have to tell you. And this is a real problem, to have a civil servant. He's been up here 40 years. He and his wife together make $860,000 just in taxpayer money before you get to royalties. And it's like the gall of him to come before a committee and say, won't tell us. And maybe none of them get royalties from, you know, big pharma that makes the vaccines, but certainly they ought to tell us that they're not receiving any royalties.
Senator, royalties too, that was a little bit new. I mean, what would they be getting a royalty for? And most of that seems to be questionable, right? Given the influence of various companies like this, even if it's not the vaccine companies.
Well, let's say that you know, I'm not completely against it. Let's say you have intellectual property and you're a scientist and you create a drug. Now, some right. people might argue that if you created the drug while working for the government, you really shouldn't get royalties at all. But let's say we want to keep some of these creative people. So we say you can get royalties for creating a treatment for AIDS, for example, and you create this. But if the company that then manufactures it also manufactures a vaccine, you can't sit on a committee to approve their other drugs if you're already getting money on your drug.
Right.
And you would think this would be pretty basic. I mean, imagine a school board where a member of the school board also manufactures textbooks, and he or she doesn't tell anybody, and then he votes to give the contract to his company. Everybody knows that's wrong. So everybody should know this is wrong. But the appalling thing is, the mainstream media you know, are like lapdogs to Fauci. They never question anything. And I'm asking a pretty important question on transparency that normally everybody is in favor of transparency. Nobody seems to care that he will not divulge where the royalties came from.
Well, I wanted to link it to the biggest thing I saw yesterday that I love the way that you approach it. And I don't understand the time limits in the Senate. That's with you guys. You should have an hour, you and Fauci, back and forth. We'd really get to the bottom of something. You brought up the flu shot in 2004 with children and immunity if you got the flu, and Fauci, and you went back and forth. But the broader point that you made yesterday out of this, when we see people with vaccine hesitancy, et cetera, these guys don't seem to be able to keep a consistent story, and they don't want any back and forth to clarify it by anybody that we send there, like Rand Paul, to do that. And that point kind of got lost in the end. He didn't want to engage on that. That's why we have so much of the public skeptical of this stuff.
You know, I introduced Dr. Fauci, today's Dr. Fauci, to the Dr. Fauci of 2004. And in 2004, he was asked by a mom, if my daughter has had the flu and recovered, does she need a flu shot? And he said, absolutely not. He was very certain, because your daughter now has immunity to the flu. Mm-hmm. And actually getting the flu, getting the disease itself, is better than any vaccination. Now, this used to be what everybody understood. Almost everybody, every doctor learned this the first year in medical school. He used to understand this and used to advocate this. Now, he claims he still does, but the reason why I don't believe he believes it any longer is they do not have in any of their guidelines on whether or not you need another vaccine any guidelines on having already been sick. So 80% of our children now have had COVID. There should be some kind of recommendation for how many vaccines you should take if you've already had COVID. But there isn't. Everybody's supposed to blindly take three vaccines. And so I've asked him, with the third vaccine for children, I've said, well, is there any proof that it prevents transmission? No. Is there any proof that a third vaccine in children prevents hospitalization or death? No. So the thing is we should be broadcasting and including the variable of whether or not you've had COVID. It also is an important question if you're 70. Let's say you're 70 and you're not really against the vaccine. You took two vaccines, but you want to know whether to have a third or a fourth, but you've already had COVID. The studies would have to include the variable of having had COVID or having not had COVID. If you don't include that, it's just a crapshoot. It's not even science. You have no idea. You're just walking blindly and being told what to do. And this is ultimately the problem with Fauci. He's an elitist. He's a left-wing elitist. He thinks he's smarter than everyone else. And by golly, you should just do what you're told, because as he's told us, he is science. And if you criticize him, you're criticizing science. And that degree of arrogance really has no place in government.
Absolutely. We're talking with Senator Rand Paul, and you made the point at the end, and as you know, I'm sure your constituents are counting upon, if Republicans take over methodically, things like Fauci, Hunter Biden, those investigations in a transparent, factual way will happen.
Without question. If we win the Senate and I take over a committee, I'm going to hire a special investigator in the first month. I'm also going to hire a special investigator who's a scientist to work with, in all likelihood, an attorney to plan this and to put mm-hmm. this together. We will interview and take depositions from all these people under oath in private to begin with, and then we will build our case and we will put it forward. All the transcripts will be released to the public, but we're going to explore where the virus came from. We're going to explore the culpability of the people who funded the lab, where it came from. But we're also going to explore what kind of studies are necessary to give the public the information to determine whether they need 1, 2, 10 vaccines, whether you need a vaccine every year. What is it like for kids? Look, a lot of parents don't want to give their kid a vaccine. Why don't we study a group of 10,000 kids who mm-hmm. have had COVID and who don't take the vaccine and see what happens to them? They're going to do it anyway. This is what their parents have decided. Let's study them versus 10,000 kids whose parents are very, very cautious and want their kid to be vaccinated. Let's compare the two groups and give us the information. Instead, they just say, don't worry your pretty little head about this. Do as you're told. And this is the problem with public health in our day and age, is that it's more about submission and less about science or discernment.
Well, let's hope that happens. That is extremely important work, as you know, not just on the vaccine thing, trying to restore some sense of balance here. We get more people on board because they're not going to submit. And the science should dominate this, as you told Dr. Fauci. Parting question for you, Senator Rand Paul. Listeners concerned about the amount of money already spent in Ukraine and how cavalierly we're going to throw more in. What can you tell us on that?
So far, we've given Ukraine about $54 billion in over the last several years. Just this year, $40 billion, but there's another $13 billion going to come in the next package. So we'll be up around $53 billion, over $60 billion total. This is about what Russia spends in an entire year. So we've given 1 year's annual defense budget for Russia to Ukraine. Look, I'm sympathetic to Ukraine. I don't like Russia's aggression. If I were Ukraine and I were Ukrainian, I'd be shooting Russians, frankly. But at the same time, there's a limited amount of money. We're literally borrowing the money from China to send it to Ukraine. So it makes us weaker. And we do this year in and year out. We just borrowed $6 trillion for COVID. Now we're borrowing billions for Ukraine. And frankly, when I go home and I see the damage from flood and tornadoes in my state, nobody comes up and says, please send the money to Ukraine. We can do without a road or a bridge in my town. Just send the money to Ukraine. I hear the opposite. I hear quit sending the damn money overseas and spend it here at home.
Well put, Senator. As always, a quick question. How's your golf game?
You know, not too bad. Probably good enough to still handle you, Dom.
<I've been> playing... Boy, that's follow the science on that, Senator. I'm not so sure. I hear you're pretty
well,
good.
Well, that's
though.
A challenge. That's a laying down of the gauntlet.
All right, it so is throwing it. I challenge you to a duel in the first hole, sir. Hey, Senator.
All right. We'll
thank you as always. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I trust Rand Paul on that. You heard how detailed he was. I think that's what people want after all this damage and the continuing damage with kids. Coming up here on Reading, Writing, and Reason, we have a local person with the Great Valley School District again. Where have we seen that before? Around another objectionable book. And when they tried to do a bit of a news conference in the parking lot out there, safely away from everyone else, well, things didn't go well. That's next on Reading, Writing, and Reason.
Now a special Talk Radio 1210 WPHT presentation. It's Reading, Writing, and Reason. Now here's your host, Dom Giordano.
Hey, thanks for joining us this week. Remember, share this podcast with people. We're bringing you people inside this ongoing battle every week of parents versus school boards. On my radio show this past week, I talked about this jerk, Ken Burns. He's got a documentary out about how we didn't do enough to stop the Holocaust. Fair point, I don't think we did enough. But then he and MSNBC say many school districts in America now, because of the parents, won't allow that. You can't say anything negative about America, past, present, or future. How ridiculous. Parents just want so-called word equity. They want parity. They won't say something bad, but how about the greatness? How can you ignore that? Balance it, the evolution of America. Well, Phoenicia Redmond is out there in the Great Valley School District. Listen to what she told me, this parent who has really drilled down on what they're doing and what the issue is, and it revolves around the same thing. Here's Phoenicia Redmond. Hey, Phoenicia, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Tell me, what's the problem?
Thanks for having me, Mr. Giordano.
You're welcome. Dom's fine, Phoenicia. Thank you. What's the problem with the Great Valley School District?
They don't know what obscene material looks like. They have eyes, but they look at the posters of a male grabbing the penis of a young boy and say, that's not obscene. They look at pictures of, in the book Funhouse, cartoons of an adult woman with her face in the vagina of another adult woman and say, that's not a problem. They have a book, All Boys Aren't Blue, with graphic detail of a college-age male losing his virginity, graphic description of anal sex and masturbation.
And where do they have these books that you're alleging? Where do they have
In the school library, in my son's library. And for 10 months, sir, I have appealed to the school district. I have spoken publicly. I have shown posters of this material to them direct. It's all in my federal lawsuit. I've gone to the police department, East Whiteland Police Department. The detective said she doesn't have a problem with her girls read the books. Okay, thank you. This is a federal law, people. This is not an option. Section, if you type in, this is like stunning, Citizen's Guide to U.S. Federal Law on Obscenity. Anyone in Philadelphia, go down to the section titled Obscenity Involving Minors and direct quote from the Department of Justice's website. It reads, Section 1470 of Title 18, United States Code, prohibits any individual from knowingly transferring or attempting to transfer obscene matter using the U.S. mail or any other means to a minor under 16 years of age. Convicted offenders first face up to 10 years in prison.
Okay, well, Phoenicia, let's back up a little bit. What age? Is this at the high school level, this material?
The high school, that's right. There are 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds. And the detective and the high school principal herself, it's part of my complaint in an email that I obtained by a right to know. The high school principal tells the detective, the quote, investigating detective, yeah, we have four copies of that book. And we encourage children to read what they want. It's such a blatant admission of criminality. It makes complete sense why the judge has not thrown out my complaint.
So you have a complaint in front of a judge out there in the Great Valley area at this point, an ongoing case.
I filed a federal lawsuit in the District Court of Philadelphia, right in Philadelphia. It's a federal complaint. And I list 22 defendants. The governor was Governor Wolf was the last person to see these pornographic images. My posters made it into his office. If people go to my GoFundMe page, they will see these graphic images in the governor's office. He is the most senior official in our state. The Attorney General.
Let me ask you, are other parents, has this come up at school board meetings? And if so, what happens?
It has. The school board, the video evidence is on Great Valley's public YouTube page. They say, thank you for your comment, and that's it. Part of my federal complaint, I have all of the minutes from every school board I've attended. There's not a word about this complaint. You know how they reference my public comment? Literature.
Okay.
Dom, I don't mean to interrupt, she sent over some examples of images in these books. There's one book that's called Gender Queer that she sent over.
Right.
It's as she describes, it's like a comic book depiction of just, really pornographic material. It's stuff, Dom, that I we post on social media. I wouldn't put this up on social media because I know it would be, labeled explicit material by Twitter. Like Twitter would label
this
explicit material.
Exactly.
I don't understand how schools can teach this or put it
in. So, Phoenicia, you were holding up posters, right, in the parking lot where your group
was. I was being interviewed by a news television outlet, and I had three other people there with me. They were holding up the same posters we took to the Capitol Hill in Harrisburg. And they completed the video interview and were still asking me questions when the police showed up.
And what was the police complaint? Trespassing? Or what did they tell you?
I walked straight to him and I said, hi, I'm Phoenicia Redman. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm being interviewed regarding my federal lawsuit against the district and the governor. And he said, you have to get off the property. I said, I pay taxes here. He says, the district wants you off the property. I said, okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
I turned around. So here's the irony, right? I give the East Whiteland Police Department evidence that there is graphic, obscene, pornographic material. I filed two complaints. They send it to the district attorney's office. The DA says, sorry, we don't see it, quote, a criminal matter here. But the school district calls the same police department and they want me to be removed from public grounds where I'm trying to raise awareness as to what's inside the school. Right? I mean, can you make this up?
So,
I'm
Phoenicia,
on the Capitol
yeah.
steps.
Tell me, how far along are we with the federal lawsuit then? When do you get a hearing on this, or when do you get a judgment? What do you think is happening with that?
So the governor, the attorney general Shapiro, the school district, the detective, they have until September 21st, I believe, to respond to my complaint. I don't have representation. I filed this myself 4 days before my son went back to school. I have a GoFundMe page where I need help because, look, I know the 10-month history perfect. I lived it. But at this stage, Governor Wolf has lawyered up. Shapiro has lawyered up. They have massive defense teams defending them. I just have one brilliant legal firm that I want to retain, and that's the law firm of Bucchetto and Lentz.
George Bucchetto, have you talked to? Okay, yeah, George Bucchetto is a friend and friend of the show, without a doubt. And
he did not touch my complaint. I wrote it myself. I would not insult him asking him to cover this pro bono. This is a massive case. We can take this to the United States Supreme Court. These are criminal violations of Section 1470.
Okay, Phoenicia, before we go into that, does it seem to you, though, that the parents in Great Valley are okay with this? In other words, one of the determinants of this, and I've seen some of the material sort of, is the community standard here. Do the parents, are there a lot of parents? Are they unaware? What's your take? Because Great Valley is going to argue they're representing the community here, that people are not complaining about this.
That's bogus. That is not true. They have a party of single women, of men that don't have children that come to these meetings and say, you know, what's the big deal? The parents are afraid, Mr. Giordano, to come and speak up. Most of the moms that I know in that school district and grandparents are afraid to speak up. They're afraid of retaliation. They're afraid of bullying online. And they're looking to me, this Puerto Rican mom who landed here in the Great Valley School District. Because you know what? I don't care what community standard. You tell me, and I said it to the governor in that interview. I looked in the camera and I said, Mr. Wolf, you've had posters of child-on-child sexual acts giving, excuse me, America.
No. Don't say anything like that. No, don't, please. All right, so Phoenicia, what is your GoFundMe page?
My GoFundMe page, they just simply have to type in Injunction Mom.
Injunction Mom.
Injunction Mom. Or give, send, go. I just need 15,000 Americans to give $10. That's it.
All right, Phoenicia.
And then I can knock on the door.
All right, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Reading, Writing, and Reason. We'll bring you people nationally, locally. It comes back to this big issue, the role of parents to determine education in these school districts, and the role of these school boards and teachers unions, many times not recognizing that even a little bit. Thanks to Dan. Remember, you can always get this at around 3:30, 4 o'clock every Friday on the station's website, 1210WPHT.com. Make sure you share it with people. Have a great week. We'll talk with you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.